from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Put on the mic, attaboy. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Are you injured? Well, you should hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We don't need the Falcons contacting Morgan & Morgan. Final preseason game on Friday night, 7 o'clock against the Jaguars.
7 o'clock. Got to get used to playing in primetime a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
It's a new chapter, new season, the primetime games as they come down the pipe here. So new working hours for me and Bo as well.
Oh, and me, Falcons flyover. I guess I'll hit the airwaves about 12:30 on Friday night.
Yeah, that a boy. Honestly, that sounds fun. I got to be honest with you.
I used to do overnights here every once in a while. Ugh. Yeah, but the calls were pretty funny, though.
I was going to say, Friday night, though, post-game, 12:30 on a Friday night, like, there's some fun to be had there.
But it's also a celebration show.
Because preseason's over?
That's right. That's absolutely right. See, I know Rob always knows where I'm going. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're like, hey, that's the last game of this season that we'll watch where we won't see our starters or some of us, you know, I don't want to... You know, some semblance of them if you're yeah. the Braves.
I don't want to talk about Kirk Cousins' birthday party at the water park or his playlist, but that's what we have to go on right now until we get some games going.
The Top 5 Tuesday was lit yesterday, Rob. I don't want to. I did Top 5 songs from Kirk's playlist.
Oh, that's fine.
It was electric.
I saw some ridiculous tweets about Kirk Cousins because he went to a water park. People acting like he's going to get hurt because he's riding a slip and slide.
Well, didn't Ryan Fitzpatrick get hurt in a water park?
Yeah, but Ryan Fitzpatrick's a Harvard guy. He's soft.
I think he did. He's
No, I don't think that's what he got hurt, was it?
You guys look that up. I thought I saw that somewhere. I could be wrong.
Is he still on the Amazon broadcast?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm actually a big fan of Ryan Fitzpatrick. I do too.
I respect him.
Joe Holly, who played center here and was one of my best buddies, he played for eight years, five here and three in Tampa, I believe, said Ryan Fitzpatrick by far, by a mile, was his favorite teammate of all time.
What?
By far.
Even better than his good friend Mike Johnson?
Yeah, probably. Why? I don't think I'm as cool as Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Did he say why?
No, you were a cancer in the locker room.
He just said there was like not a situation that the guy could not fit into at a very high level.
Yeah. Dude, that
interpersonally gifted, that's what I am.
I mean, the guy's a Harvard grad, but he's also like got, I don't know, eight children, but also like, you know, wears chains and, you know, like
it was funny. Yeah, it's like when he put on his teammates hilarious outfit. For
he
the,
also really loved Jameis, though. I will say that. Really loved Jameis.
I think everybody that's played with him loves him.
Well, Jameis has got a good personality. He's kind of a goober,
But I haven't heard that word in so long. He is a bit of a clown.
The thing I would say about Ryan Fitzpatrick is, isn't that what you kind of have to be when you're a guy that like you bounce around to all those different teams and you're a quarterback where you have to – and you start at so many of those teams, you kind of have to have the personality that you can fit in anywhere, right? Yeah.
What a career that guy had, though.
Dylon has an answer about the water park.
So just as a heads up, it was claimed by actually a radio station caller, oddly enough, that Ryan Fitzpatrick injured his hip at a water park, but it was never confirmed. But it was a radio caller that sparked the rumor that he injured his hip at a water park.
So essentially the same people that I saw on Twitter claiming that Kirk Cousins was going to get hurt. About the same
Correct.
Equivalent. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, just checking. I just want to clarify.
Yeah, you hear that, Skip and Larry in the truck? Don't need that smoke today.
Yeah. Right,
don't call.
If you call in about Kirk Cousins at a water park.
You hear that, Chief?
You know.
Squid Billion?
Well, that's more like Will in a guard shack somewhere. And John traveling around somewhere around northeast Georgia.
Six callers yesterday, five from the Mafia, zero from the Nation.
Oh,
he was sour yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know, when you don't have a job, you have time to call a radio station, Rob.
Well, the Mafia's like herpes, just taking over everything.
And you don't get out. You don't get out alive without
aggressive,
it.
Like an aggressive batch of English ivy, just growing over
a
the driveway.
A very aggressive batch.
So how about Raheem Morris in the media?
Well, he's talking about Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons. Well, let's hear what he has to say about them coexisting in that defensive backfield for the Atlanta Falcons.
I think that notion of the strong safety and free safety went out the window a while ago. You know, it's kind of disappeared in the National Football League where safety started to get smaller, when the strike zone got smaller, and all of those things happen. You got to kind of be interchangeable. We were looking for that a long time ago, as Led knows, and I think people have really been doing that for a minute. I think the last kind of system that really featured that was the Seattle 3 with the Cam Chancellor and the Earl Thomas. A couple people mimicked it. But realistically, it started to look like two interchangeable pieces that can do different things, which those guys are. And the unique and great ball skills that they have makes those two guys special.
That's fascinating what he just said.
I thought the same thing.
I've never really thought about that. The strike zone, so you don't really need that safety that can necessarily be the headhunter type.
Well, you know what else, Rob, is I look at it from an offensive perspective. When you are dissecting defenses, right, when you're as a quarterback, when you're looking and you're looking deep, there is a certain structure that really you have to have. And I hate to admit this, but you count on certain things offensively that the defense has to do, right? They have to keep gap integrity, right, for one thing. Like when you do slide protections, you know that they're not going to try to fit three guys through the A-gap, right, because that's bad gap integrity. You don't need three guys blocking the A-gap, you just need one. It's kind of the same thing when you read, you know, the secondary. You look for a free safety, you look for a strong safety. There's a box player, and there's a guy playing with the deep range.
Right.
If you don't have either one of those, and you have two guys back there that both can step up in the box and tackle, but also can both rotate to center field and be ball hawks, makes things extremely difficult.
They're
for
both kind of hybrids then.
Right. And I think they both kind of fit that role.
Yeah, and talk about the headhunter type player, the hard hitter. I need a sure tackler when that thing's in the middle, especially. But we watched some of the Justin Simmons tape film, whatever you want to call it. When we just pulled up the NFL Plus app, right, Mike, and we watched some of his stuff. He is a very good tackler, a very good tackler when it comes up to coming up to the line of scrimmage and making plays in the run game.
In an era where that's a lost art.
Yeah, and it's 6'2", 205. I love to see that. And then you got Jesse Bates. You know what? I realized that the other day we got off the bus, Mike, and I'm standing there and we was waiting on somebody and some of the guys were walking by. Jesse Bates looks a lot bigger in street clothes than he does in the full shoulder pads.
Right. Yeah.
And I looked at it and Kazarsh goes, man, well, Bates is bigger than you think. And I said, yeah, but he looks a lot bigger when he's in street clothes and pads.
Yeah.
And that tells you know that means that guy can still come up and lay a hit on you too.
Well, I want to go back to something Rob said about it being a lost art, being a tackler. I don't know that tackling is a lost art, but here's what I'll say, Rob. I don't think many people are getting better once they get to the NFL at tackling.
Well, because they're not hitting anymore.
They're not hitting anything. Like you're not actually tackling in practice. You like it seems like at this point when you get to the NFL, you're either a good tackler or a not very good tackler. And there's not really many places you can go anymore during training camp. Now you can do the drills with the the wheels you roll out there and you tackle them and do all the special teams kind of cover drills. But man, there's nothing like seeing a guy coming on a speed sweep and having to step up and go near knee, near shoulder and hit his legs and take his thigh pads out.
That's part of the evaluation process for coaches in the preseason when guys say, well, they don't play any of their non-starter, they're not playing starters, blah blah blah. I don't care about the third string guy. But that's one of the things that coaches are evaluating. How sure of a tackler you are. How good do you do those things that you cannot replicate in a practice? And then, the flip side, guys will be like, well, that's why Penix should be playing or these guys should be playing. But you know what I've seen from a guy that we've talked about on Monday and yesterday about being on the Natron Brooks? Is he on the bubble? He is on the roster bubble. You know what I'm sure of him? He can tackle.
He can tackle.
He's a sure tackler. He hits hard. He'll go to the ground. Like, that is something you've seen in preseason games that you have not seen on the practice field because you can't.
Yeah, I think that also is the biggest difference, right, between you look at starting caliber corners in the NFL, and you look at guys that are just trying to latch on the practice squad, guys that are willing, not good tacklers, willing to be good tacklers in an NFL uniform. Look, I can put a guy out there all day that weighs 160 and can run fast and cover and try to get his head around and be speedy. Can he step up, right? Is he a guy you don't have to mask defensively that can step up and play that edge and kind of set that perimeter? It's absolutely huge, and he showed that ability this past weekend.
Well, that's one thing. I look at A.J. Terrell, and I know we're going to talk about him later in the show, what kind of year this could be for him. But, one thing I've never doubted since A.J.'s been here, he's a good tackler. When it gets around him, yeah, he's missed one here or there. That's everybody. But the dude is a hell of a tackler, especially in the run game. I don't remember the secondary being as good. Whether you're not bought in on who that other starting cornerback is or not, I don't remember having three guys that have all had all-pro seasons, because we forget A.J. was an all-pro in 21. Justin Simmons has four of them, and if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Jesse Bates one just last year?
Well, their success also depends on what you're doing up front. Don't you guys like the depth and the personnel and the D-line compared to last year, a couple of years ago? I think it's certainly beefed up a little bit, right?
I think you've got nine guys that you could have on this roster, the front three defensive linemen that you need to pick from right now.
Well, and I think the big thing is you went and you signed on Yamada last year, and you had Grady Jarrett. When Grady gets hurt, you go get Kendavious Street. Zach Harrison was a guy that was coming along as like a nine technique, but now you've kind of slid him into the head up four, three technique kind of role in this 3-4 defense. I think he has kind of shown himself to be a little bit better in that situation where he can use that length to kind of shed blockers. So I'm with you. I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and put lipstick on a pig at some of the, with some of these situations. I think there are concerns, but I feel much better as a whole. Number one, because everybody right now is at a healthy spot, which is awesome, in that front group. And you also drafted some pretty good players that you hope can, find some time to sit back and wait a little bit.
Jesse Bates is a two-time All-Pro second team, by the way. Just want to clarify, he's got two of them, not one.
All right, coming up, will the Heisman Trophy reside in Athens for a third time in the illustrious history of Georgia Bulldog football? And also, in TB's timeout, I got down a wormhole yesterday about, can you teach and coach accuracy with quarterbacks? Apparently not necessarily. That's coming up next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.